Now to New Hampshire, where supporters of Senator Bob Smith are calling it the end of an era. The colorful two-term Republican was defeated last night in an unusual primary challenge by Congressman John Sununu. From New Hampshire Public Radio, Trish Anderton reports.
Smith backers held out hope until midnight. They were envisioning the kind of come-from-behind victory Smith pulled off 6 years ago, beating his Democratic opponent after news organizations had declared Smith the loser. But as the night wore on, it became clear there would be no miracle. Smith climbed the stage to comfort his supporters, many of them crying.
Let me just say this. As I look out among all of you here and thousands of people who voted for us tonight, you are the best about America. You are the best.
Smith is known for his ideological crusades, like his efforts to keep Cuban refugee Elian Gonzalez in the U.S. A fervent opponent of abortion, he once brought a doll onto the Senate floor to show the gruesome effects of so-called partial birth abortion. Lori Letourneau has been commuting from Massachusetts to volunteer for Smith.
It's passion, and it's from the heart, and it's integrity, and you just don't get that in politics anymore. That's why he lost. People don't appreciate him.
Some Smith supporters say his demise was an inside job. They feel GOP regulars were taking revenge on Smith for another of his crusades, Smith's brief run for president as an independent in 1999. Andrew Goudreau of Merrimack complained powerful Beltway Republicans supported Sununu.
He's backed by all of the people down there that basically were saying it's time to replace Bob. He didn't toe the party line. He insulted us. He embarrassed us.
While Smith supporters mourned, his victorious opponent praised him as a straight-talking, hard-working Republican. John Sununu attributed his own victory to his focus on the issues that matter to the state.
I did everything possible in the Senate race to make sure people could look me in the eye, know with confidence that I would be willing and able to lead them on New Hampshire priorities, on education, on taxes, on the budget, for small business, for our environment.
The primary certainly appeared bitter. Sununu ran ads demanding that Smith apologize for leaving the party. Smith ran ads accusing Sununu of being soft on suspected terrorists. But Sununu said the battle was above board. He promised to unite the party and take the fight to his Democratic opponent.
We're going to bring this campaign together now, Republicans, independents, and an awful lot of Democrats, to join together to achieve one shared goal, and that is send Jeanne Shaheen back to the private sector.
Shaheen has served 3 terms as governor. She's widely seen as the state party's best hope for the Senate in years. Sununu has argued he's the Republican Party's best chance to hold on to the seat. Now he'll have 2 months to prove it. For NPR News, I'm Trish Anderton in Concord, New Hampshire.